which is which runs into Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Was where, and I judge that people, lots of people maybe came down that river, you see,
mm-hmm.
and settled over in that section. Now, we had a governor here. We've had two governors from Georgia, from Lexington. Governor Gilmer.
Yeah, I saw his historical mark out there, too.
Well, now, he did not, he was born and raised out here in Goose Pond.
Mm-hmm.
And he would not did not live in Lexington until after he was governor. And that house has just been torn down since before Christmas, the old house that they gave him here.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, I never have seen it, but it is still standing, the house he lived in, out here in Goose Pond. Mm-hmm. Parts of it still there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a very rich section, that, and the... who was that man that wrote that book? Knight, didn't Lucius Lamar Knight wrote George and the Other Settlers, and he has written all about this settlement out here.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have it in our library. And I bought it 2 years ago for my son. I don't have it, but it's a right expensive book, but I gave it to one of my sons. For Christmas.
Georgia and the Early Settlers.
Georgia and the Early Settlers. And it's a very interesting book about the county,
mm-hmm.
and the people in it. And he wrote so much about them and told so much about them that it's a reprint now. The original, you can't get them.
Mm-hmm.
They were burned because the people didn't like what he said about them. He described all the people around here in that section at that time about well, the woman was ugly and how she wore hair and all, everything. He just told everything he knew about them, and the folks got mad about that book. Burned them up and saved them. It has been reprints of it since then.
Uh-huh.
It's not quite as expensive as the originals.
Uh-huh.
I understand through the regional library up here in Athens, you can get an original about $30, $40, but I never had one to get one of those. I couldn't give one child one and not give some of the rest of them.
Yeah, sure. How many children do you have?
Seven.
Good gracious. Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
I would say afternoon, I think.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
day.
All right. What's an expression with sun in it? I got up this morning before sun.
Sunlight.
Okay.
Sunrise, either one.
All right.
I don't get up that soon.
No, I don't either. Well, in the morning, there's sunrise, and in the evening, there's
sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.
Clearing up. Mm-hmm. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
I'd say a shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantelpiece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
I call it kindling.
Okay. And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Well, now that we used to call it lightwood.
Lightwood, okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
You mean drying clothes?
No, I mean, if I came in from the outside, I might hang my...
Head rack.
Well, what about if you open a door?
Clothes closet?
Mm-hmm.